Welcome back to the Xcel Energy Center. We are underway in Class A Consolation semifinal round. We've got two events coming up here. The first one will be at 120 pounds, and right now the 106 pounders are out. So we're close to Brandon Ortman getting underway. Brandon lost a tough one in the semis, 2-0 to Tanner Reitz of Frazee. Gave up a second period reverse, and that was it. Reitz rode him out in the third. The 106, Andrew Nissen of Black Duck, has won his consolation, so he's going for third. Section 7's Andrew Nissen will go for third place tonight. Those third and fifth place matches will happen at 4:30. 4:30 in about 3 hours. The other 106 match is done. Nissen defeated Austin Devlamnik of Mineota. Devlamnik of Mineota. So that was a nice win for Nissen. Devlamnik is the man that pinned Reese Kapsner in the opening round.
13-pound AAA. Zach Smith, fire.
So now the 113 consolation rounders. Trenton Coyer, Osakis, Brock Bisey of Mineota on one mat. Rylan Molinaro of Atwater Cosmos Grove City against Jacob Tinnerum of Jackson County Central. Both of those matches just started. So we're a match away from Brandon Ortman's consolation. Again, the winners go for third tonight at 4:30, with the losers wrestling for fifth place also at 4:30. And then Brandon Ortman, hopefully he will move on and get to a third place match. Ortman facing Jared Goldsmith of Chatfield. Colton Eichens at 152. Colton lost an 8-6 decision to Shane Seward, Lake City. In the semis, Nick Borchert of Mille Lacs is in a consolation at 145. He's got Alex Erpelding, Staples Motley in his matchup. Colton Eichens goes against Justin Dravis of Park Rapids. Eichens and Dravis. Noah Landris of Aiken is still alive. At 160, he'll take on Nicholas Esping of Mineota. 160 consolation. Brad Kroll's in the finals tonight from Royalton Upsala against Peyton Moore. Looking ahead, 182, nothing there, 195. Nathan Brinker's in the finals, and his opponent will be Garrett Pemelton. Garrett Pemelton of Dilworth, Glendon, Felton against Nathan Brinker tonight. Tanner Templin of Black Duck Cass Lake Bena still alive at the 220 consolation round. He will wrestle Ian Morrison of Chatfield tonight. Actually, that'll be a little bit later on here in this round of consolation semifinals. All three classes going at once. AAA is still going at it in their heavyweight. One of them anyway. So coming up next, Brandon Ortman. He'll get started at 120. Consolation trying to get to a third place match.
Not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
When's the last time you cuddled up by a warm fire and sipped tea while reading your car insurance policy? You have better things to do than worry about insurance, and no one knows that more than Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency, your local independent insurance agent. They'll take the time to get to know you because they're part of your community. And by offering personal guidance on insurance for your car, home, and valuables from a wide range of companies like Travelers, they'll help you choose insurance that's just right for you. For a free, no-obligation quote, contact Rosie Prisbilla at Marshick Insurance Agency at 320-632-2328.
Hi, this is Brenda from Becker Screen Printing and Design in Piers. Mitch and I would like to thank our loyal customers from the past 9 years and invite new clients to discover how we can help you. We provide quality garments with friendly service and are here to help you every step of the way. Bring in your logo or have us design one for you. We provide screen printing and embroidery on small orders such as parties and family reunions, as well as large orders for businesses, events, and athletic organizations. We provide a wide variety of garments, t-shirts, polo shirts, sweatshirts, burnouts, jackets, and more. Stop in or call Mitch or Brenda today at the Clothesline and Becker Screen Printing and Design on Main Street Piers.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more, contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Piers. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Is your driveway or parking lot in rough shape? Are there unsightly cracks and potholes that need filling? Then you need to contact Mike Schaefer Seal Coating. A locally owned business in Piers, Mike Schaefer Seal Coating offers quality work at a reasonable price. Give Mike Schaefer Seal Coating a call at 320-630-7041. That's 320-630-7041. Get that driveway or parking lot of yours in tip-top shape with Mike Schaefer Seal Coating of Piers.
Insurance is simply a promise to help people get back to normal after a loss. Schomer Insurance and Pioneer Lake Mutual have been keeping our promises to local families for years with quality coverage from Farm Mutual Insurance. We live and work here, so you know that we will do all that we can to help our neighbors. To experience the many advantages of working with a local insurance company and agent, call your local Farm Mutual Insurance agent, Howie Schomer, at 468-2525.
When you're looking for a healthy snack for the family, look no further than Pepperidge Farm. Goldfish crackers, cheese crisps, pretzel thins, wheat crisps, and golden butter crackers. Always baked and never fried. And to satisfy your sweet tooth, don't forget to grab a bag or two of Pepperidge Farm's exceptional cookies, such as Milano's, Chocolate Chunk, Dessert Shop Cookies, Geneva's, and Sweet and Simple Cookies, just to name a few. Pepperidge Farm, available through Central Minnesota Distribution, is the official snack food of You Are There Sports.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending seven individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledgeable teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers.
All right, Brandon Ortman out on the mat. His opponent, Jared Goldsmith. This is a 120-pound consolation semifinal just underway. Winner goes for the third-place match. Loser for seventh. Here's a scramble. No points. Near the edge. Goldsmith driving forward. He might get two, but does not. An update from St. John's University. With 6 minutes left in the half, it's fourth-seeded Piers. 28-22 lead on number one Sox center, Aaron Weber. 17 points. There's a takedown for Goldsmith. He got a one count. 2-0 for Jared Goldsmith. Now he's riding here. 15 seconds left.
Result of that, 633, Class A.
And a restart. 13 seconds.
Overtime by a 4-2 decision. Brock Bisey.
Brock Bisey, a winner over Trenton Coyer. Here comes Goldsmith. He's still riding. A couple of seconds remain and time's out. 2-0. And Goldsmith wants to choose down here.
113-pound AAA, Kyle Rathman, Apple Valley, and Clay Carlson-Wilmer.
So Chet Fields Goldsmith will start in the down position. Broken down by Ortman. And he's riding. Here comes that turk in by Brandon.
Winner by a 2-1 decision. Ryland Molinaro.
And still riding right hip. Early second. 2-0. A takedown by Chatfield's Jared Goldsmith. Now Goldsmith sits. Still with the hips in though. And that turk in as neutral, says the referee, is Brandon trying to get that cross face. Now he adjusts his hips across the back. That gives him more leverage. And still hammerlock in, actually a half. Now cross face in by Ortman. 50 seconds left, second period. Now he's looking to drive forward again and just wrenching those arms out from underneath. Brandon's down 2-0. Cradling try, maybe a tilt. Nope. Goldsmith creeps forward. Still on the hips is Ortman. Now to a knee. Goldsmith up and lifted and off the mat. Out of bounds. 24 seconds left. Ortman back to the middle. And Goldsmith is down here, kneeling in the center of the mat. Referee instructs Brandon to get on. Lifts up the leg, drives into the hips. Almost took him to a back. He did. He's getting back points. He took Goldsmith to his back. He's going to get two. Now Goldsmith switching. He might get an escape out of this. It's 2-2 right now. And 4 seconds left. Ortman trying to defend. And time's out. What do we got for points? 2. And then they did give Goldsmith an escape at the end. So he's up 3-2 after 2. Three to two, and they start on their feet. And that was an optional escape start, so now it's 3-3. That escape gives the tie. Here's Goldsmith going after the left leg of Ortman, driving, defending. This could be a stalemate. Ortman rolling. Ortman in on the waist. Ortman trying to control the legs and get two. Minute and a half to go. Ortman got two. 5-3. Brandon Ortman takes the lead. Now Goldsmith rolling. And there's a reversal for Goldsmith. 5-5. Goldsmith and Ortman. And now Jared Goldsmith looks like he wants to use a Turk of his own, as that's Brandon's signature move. Throws that leg in. Can't elevate, though, to get that leg thrown in. And then you can go for the second part of that with a cross face. Now a tilt. He got a one count. He's going to get a back points on Brandon. Goldsmith tilted him. 45 seconds. Still has that tilt. Brandon kind of sitting on him. Now Brandon turns. Two near fall. 7-5 Goldsmith. We're down to 30 seconds. Brandon now. Oh, they stop it for dangerous. Well, I think they got Brandon for an illegal hold, because they gave a point to Goldsmith. It's 8-5 now. Starting down, and Goldsmith lets him up. 8-6. Brandon needs a takedown to tie. 20 seconds. Ortman looking for an opening. Shoots across the back of Goldsmith. Goldsmith grabs Brandon's leg, holding on. 7 seconds. Stalemate. Brandon's got 6 seconds left. Shot in, blocked by Goldsmith, and that's going to be enough. One last headlock throw try, but it's a loss for Brandon.
126 pounds, double A, Trevor Oberg.
8-6. Goldsmith defeats Ortman. And that means Brandon will wrestle for fifth place. And it might be against Joey Majerus. Majerus or Laborde of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial. Whoever lost that one will face Brandon Ortman. So Brandon will wrestle for fifth place here at the state tournament.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
Welcome, students and faculty. And now let's meet your high school math club, the Square Roots. Introducing our giant of geometry with an A-plus average in advanced trig. He's number 10 to the third power, the one and only Marvin the Calculator Poindexter.
Without adequate funding, some high schools this year will have to eliminate some sports and arts programs.
No one solves X and Y faster than this next guy. He's the king of calculus, the master of multiplying, number 6 to the third power, Pete Poodledog.
Without these programs, the high school learning experience is diminished. Not to mention, you may no longer be able to cheer for the football team, the band, or yes, even the math club.
The referee's whistle. Imagine wielding its incredible power. The game is close. A big high school rivalry. The air is heavy. Students chant while the cheerleaders beat the cadence for everyone's heart. Pride's on the line, maybe a lot more, but then there it is, the shot. It's up, the clock is down, all eyes follow the ball. Will it fall through the net? Oh, please, oh, please. You can practically hear the prayers in the hush of a thousand silent throats. Even the band stands transfixed, gleaming instruments dangling, useless in their distracted hands. But there it is, the ball, spinning, hanging, hurtling toward destiny. All eyes upon it, all eyes, except yours. With your whistle clenched tightly between your teeth, your lungs pregnant with breath, you stare at the floor.
Were his feet on this side of the line, or that?
The crowd erupts. It's a game winner.
Or is it?
You make the call. Become an official. Contact your local high school. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
At the Xcel Energy Center in St. Paul.
The results on mat number 8.
We've got Brad Kroll going for a 160-pound championship tonight. Nathan Brinker will go for a 195-pound championship tonight. Brandon Ortman will wrestle for 5th place at 4:30. That round of action begins at 4:30. And still to come, Colton Eichens. Colton lost a tough one, 8-6, to Shane Seward of Lake City. In the semis, Brandon Ortman just lost 8-6 to Jared Goldsmith of Chatfield in the consolation semis. So he'll have a chance to wrestle for 5th place. An update from St. John's University. Section 6AA North semifinal action at halftime. Number 1, Sox Center with a 38-32 lead on the Pierce Pioneers. 38-32 halftime at St. John's. Pioneers were up in the first half, but a late push by the Main Streeters has them up by 6 midway through that game. Melrose will play Long Prairie Gray Eagle in the other semifinal after that Pierce Sox Center matchup. Let's see. We should be getting close to Colton's match. Down on the mat. Well, neither one right now has Colton on it. As Pioneers with Eichens and Ortman on the medal stand this year, where we know Brandon will finish 5th or 6th. Colton is going to be facing Justin Dravis of Park Rapids coming up here in just a little bit. Match number 645, they say. So that's the next match over there. And where are they prior to that? They are in the first period with 8 seconds left. So
now wrestling at man number 7, 126-pound Triple A.
End of one before the match prior to Colton's match. So 2 minutes of this one and another about 4 minutes yet for Colton Ishins, and then that'll end this session. And then the third and fifth place matches are scheduled to start at 4:30 this afternoon. 4:30 for third and fifth. So we know Colton and Brandon will be in action at 4:30. But we've got Colton's next match in a couple of minutes right here.
Some insurance companies don't know beans about farming. The staff at Schomer Insurance, however, has years of experience dealing with the complex protection needs of farmers. Schomer Insurance has protected farm families with quality farm mutual insurance for years. We back up our broad insurance coverages with friendly local service. Call Schomer Insurance today at 468-2525 to receive farm insurance from someone who will be here when you need them and discover the many benefits of working with a local insurer.
For building projects large and small, see the good people at Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce. They offer computerized drafting and 3D design, material estimating, paint, hardware, and for those building projects, whether it's that new home you've been dreaming of, an addition, garage, ag buildings, or remodeling, Bob's Lumber and Supply in Pierce should be your first stop. Visit their website at bobslumber.com. Bob's Lumber and Supply says, go Pioneers! If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
This is Andrew Hattrich from Select Therapy. If you need physical therapy, look no further than our clinic right here in Pierce. We are locally owned and physical therapist owned, enabling our staff to provide the exact care you need when you need it. We treat everything from orthopedic injuries, post-surgical rehab, mobility and balance training, and neck and back pain. We are open Monday through Friday, offer a convenient schedule, and work with all major insurance companies. Stop by our clinic in the Horizon Health Building or give us a call at 468-0183 to see why Select Therapy is your first choice for physical therapy.
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
The Flyer Athletic Booster Club is an organization promoting youth fitness and athletic programs through fundraising, volunteering, education, and dispersing funds to qualified youth athletic activities in order to ensure the continued success of Little Falls youth athletic programs into the future. FAB has donated over $180,000 since 2004. Check out the FAB website, www.flyerathleticboosters.com, or check them out on Facebook as well to find out about upcoming events, the Flyer Hall of Fame inductees, funding request forms, and find out about how to become a member of FAB. If you're looking for concrete work in central Minnesota, contact Premium Concrete of Pierce. Premium Concrete is a small concrete company that does residential, agricultural, and light commercial concrete work. It's owned and operated by Chris Young and Matt Seppelt, and together they have 17 years of combined experience in the concrete industry. They're a full-service company doing footings, block, floors, driveways, sidewalks, patios, steps, and specializing in decorative concrete. They pride themselves on providing premium service and quality work. Call Matt or Chris. Chris's number is 292-9635, or Matt's number is 293-2893, or visit them on the web at www.premiumconcretemn.com.
Back at the Xcel Energy Center, and you would think I would learn after all these years. When they switch to this round, they don't increase the match numbers by six. They do it only by two. They go by class now, so since they're wrestling all three classes, so not quite up to Colton's match. He is match number. And for those of you that have never been to the state tournament, each match wrestled throughout the entire tournament has a match number assigned to it. And by tonight, we'll be into over 1,000 matches wrestled. But right now, it is mat number one. That's where Colton will be, against Justin Dravis. Dravis from Park Rapids. Match number 645, and right now they're on six matches, 641 and 42.
Jeremiah Cohen.
641 is Ben Baumgartner and Tom Tellers. Tellers from United North Central.
42, AAA, Brad Osta, Maple Grove.
Baumgartner from Park Rapids. 642. Tony Lynn of Adrian and Jeremiah Cologne of Medelia, Truman, Martin Luther. Andrew Nissen of Black Duck, Cass Lake, Bena will wrestle for third place against Jaron Mattson out of Medford. So a third place match for Andrew Nissen out of Black Duck in Section 7A. The fifth place match will be Austin DeBlamnick of Mineota, Mark Baringa, St. Charles. The championship, Jake Norrie of West Central, Ethan Cota of Kenyon Wanamingo. At 132 pounds, the championship tonight, Noah Bauer out of Pine Island against Tanner Pazvogel out of Sibley East. The third place match will be Brock Bisey, Mineota, Rylan Molinaro out of Atwater Cosmos Grove City. And for fifth, Trenton Coyer of Osakis against Jacob Tinnerum of Jackson County Central. At 120 pounds now, we know that Brandon Ortman will wrestle Brandon Laborde of Lake Crystal Welcome Memorial in the fifth place match. Ortman and Laborde, fifth place. It was Joey Majerus with a 6-0 win over Laborde. So Majerus for third, and he'll wrestle Jared Goldsmith of Chatfield. The championship will be Tanner Reitz against Michael Suda. Suda from Pipestone. Reitz is from Frazee.
38 pounds. Double A, James Bird of New Prague.
So a couple of matches from Colton.
Waterville Elysian, Morristown, Jamesville, Waldorf.
See if that's Colton down there. Nope. Somebody else in red. Maybe the other tunnel. Either way, he's about two matches away. Halftime at St. John's. Pierce trails Sox Center 38-32. 38-32. Halftime score from St. John's. Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala, and Nathan Brinker of Holdingford in the finals tonight. No start at 7 o'clock.
This is Dave Rushlow from the Pierce Fire Department. Did you know that more than 4,000 Americans died in home fires last year? In most cases, the home did not have a working smoke alarm. A sounding smoke alarm gives you the extra seconds you need to get out of your home alive. Install and maintain a smoke alarm on every level of your home. Replace the battery every year and check it every 6 months is a simple way to help keep you and your family better protected 24/7. This message is brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department, and you are their sports.
Hi, I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. At this time, I'd like to congratulate the Pierce Pioneers girls basketball team's own Shelby Bozer on being named a District 19 and Region 5 AAA Award winner. And good luck in the state competition to be held in March. And also good luck to all the Pioneer athletes and teams in the upcoming tournament action.
We are not going anywhere. Hi, this is Steve Andries, owner of Design Electronics, your local Radio Shack franchise store. I am proud to say we will continue to serve our local markets for years to come. As our loyal customers, you can expect the same great products, smiling faces, and the service you have come to expect. We will continue to offer the same great brands such as Verizon Wireless, Dish Network, DirecTV, LG TVs, home and business security, and of course, all of your favorite electronics. We greatly appreciate your support, and Design Electronics is here to stay.
We all know the symbols for good sportsmanship. A handshake at the end of a game, or a little 2-4-6-8 for the losing team, which, let's face it, could very well be your team. The idea is to make the best of the situation, win or lose. So why not extend sportsmanship into the rest of your life? Easy enough, right? Like the next time you get that math test back and it's below the curve, try giving your teacher a high five. Sure, she might give you a look, but chances are, you'll feel better. Or say you're leaving a concert and the cop lets 50 other cars go ahead of you? Instead of getting mad, stick your arm out the window for a little raise the roof. You know, like a touchdown dance, but in the car. Or how about this? Next time she says, "No, I'm going to the dance with someone else," simply give her a little pat and say, "Good game." After all, dating is the biggest game of all, isn't it? So, my friends, there you have it. Support your local high school sports, but more importantly, support sportsmanship. Use it every day.
Before tip-off, let us stand for our national anthem.
Da-da-da-da-da-da.
Need athletes, but they also need pep bands. Get involved in music, drama, speech, visual arts, or athletics. A message from the Minnesota State High School League.
Charge.
All right. As we await Colton Eichen's match, let's take a look at Double A here. And it is Albany's Nick Mergen in action. Mergen against Connor Denman of Cloquet Esco. Consolation semifinal 145 Double A. Just started that one. 25 seconds left in a 1 minute first period. Mergen ended up beating Brady Keefe of Stuartville 4-2 to stay alive earlier in the consolation quarters. Shot in by Denman. Lifting, and he's going to get two with 7 seconds left. First period, and there's the end. Nick Borchert of Mille Lacs area is underway in his consolation in Class A 145. So Mergen down to zip. Winner wrestles for third in AA. Loser for fifth. Brandon Ortman will wrestle for fifth around 4:30 tonight. At St. John's. Sox Center continues to lead. They're up 8 on the Pioneers. 45-37, 12 minutes remaining. Here's Mergen shooting in. Mergen trying to lift. Mergen driving forward. Mergen gets 2. And that ties it up at 2-2. So Nick Mergen of Albany, ranked 2nd. He lost to Mitchell McKee yesterday. No, he lost to Griffin Perriott. I'm sorry. Perriott from New Prague defeated Mergen. Colton Eichen should be pretty soon. As I keep an eye over on mat 1. Mergen tied at 2, 53 seconds left. As we work our way through the consolation semifinals. And there's, now it's 4-4, Mergen and Denman. Going down to see if I see Colton coming out. That mat just got over. And Nick Borchert looks like he won. He's slapping hands, pretty happy. So it looks like
Eschen, Spears, Justin Dravis, Park Rapids area.
All right, Justin Dravis comes out. Colton Eichens is there. And here we go. Colton Eichens ready to go. 152. Suffered an 8-6 loss to Shane Seward of Lake City about an hour ago. And they're underway.
Jesse, Jess, you have your
Here's Eichens driving, trying to hook and throw on Dravis. And they're out of bounds. 1 minute periods. Down to 45 seconds left. Dravis, interesting uniform there. Kind of unlike any other singlet we've seen here for Park Rapids. Colt wearing the Piers red. There's Dravis trying to shuck Eichens by and get a takedown. Can't. Mergen, 6-5. There's an escape, and it's 6-6. Mergen tied now. Eichens scoreless. 12 seconds. It's a black singlet for the Park Rapids wrestlers with orange stripes all the way up and down.
152 pounds. Leo Bison.
And time is out on the period. No score for Eichens and Dravis. I believe this young man is a grandson of the legendary Staples head coach Don Dravis, who lifted the Staples wrestling program to big heights back in the day when Staples was a wrestling power. Don Dravis was at the head of that. And this is, I believe, one of his grandsons. Dravis now trying to cradle on Colton. Colton spinning. It's a near side cradle. Here it comes. He's got the cradle. Dravis has a cradle on Eichens, and he pinned him. Oh, boy. Dravis caught Eichens and pinned him with a cradle. So Colton will wrestle for fifth place. That's the Dravis cradle right there. We've heard about it. We just saw it, and Colton just felt it. Let's watch the end of the Nick Mergen Connor Denman match. Wow. Wicked cradle by Dravis. Mergen. Believe he is up 8-7 right now. 20 seconds left. So Colton will wrestle for fifth, and Ortman will wrestle for fifth. Mergen holding on. 8-7. 8 seconds left. Trying to get to a third place match for Albany.
Kyle Nordstrom of Simley. And his opponent.
And he does. Mergen wins 8-7 and will wrestle for third. So we'll take a break, wrap up this session, and then we'll get ready for the third and fifth place matches around 4:30.
Hello, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. I'd like to take this opportunity to talk to you about a home I recently listed in Pierce. This is a three-story, four-bedroom, three-bath home located on a corner lot. This home features a three-stall garage, underground sprinkler system, and a pond in the backyard. For more information on this home or any other home you might be interested in, give me, Dave Fisher, a call at 320-232-7771.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is Pierce student David Skiba. I want to congratulate our wrestlers and coaches for making it to the state wrestling tournament. Along with the team, Pierce is also sending seven individuals to the state wrestling tournament. Reese Kapsner, Jake Andries, Brandon Ortman, Andrew Damala, Cole Nations, Brett Kapsner, and Austin Gall. We want to wish the teams and these individuals good luck in St. Paul as they continue their quest for the state title. Thank you for your support this entire year, and we encourage you to keep supporting us as we make a run at the state title. We also want to wish boys and girls basketball teams good luck as they start their sectional tournaments, robotics and knowledge ball teams at their regionals, and BPA members at their state competition. We'd like to thank the community for your support all year long, and go Pioneers.
Are you in need of electrical work? If you are, the place to go is West Buckman Electric. Whitey Funk and Tom Milner have over 20 years of experience in the electrical field. So if you're remodeling or building something new, whether it's residential, commercial, or agricultural, call Whitey or Tom at 320-468-2742. That's West Buckman Electric at 320-468-2742. Wishing the Pierce Pioneers the best of luck.
All right, we are back and we are done for this session as the Pioneers having a rough day down here. They came in with two semifinalists. They've gone 0-4 today. Both Brandon Ortman and Colton Eichens have lost twice. Colton just got caught in a Justin Dravis cradle, and it was tight, and it was over in a hurry, second period. So Colton Eichens will wrestle for fifth. Brandon Ortman will wrestle for fifth. Those matches start at 4:30. Nick Mergen has advanced for Albany to a third-place match at 145 AA. And tonight at 7, championship matches for Brad Kroll, Royalton Upsala, Nathan Brinker of Holdingford. So join us again, 4:30 this afternoon when we get started with the next round of placing matches. Fifth placers for Pierce. Last report we had at St. John's. Sauk Center continuing to lead. 51-37 midway second half. Starting to open it up on the Pioneers. Main Streeters the number one seed. Pierce number four. So one more session coming up beginning at 4:30 right here when Brandon Ortman and Colton Eichens will be back on the mat one final time. One match left for those guys. See you then.